And we are on the fly at the Four Corners. And the Four Corners is that area with the blue tents. And you've got the Welcome Center here, the Members Center. You've got the Pilot Proficiency Center. And then you have this year the 1 Week Wonder once again. And Charlie Becker's joining me. He's the director of chapters and director of communities and home built community manager as well here for EAA. Overall, welcome. Thanks for having us down here on your porch.
Glad to have you.
So today, one of the big features at AirVenture 2018, of course, is this 1 Week Wonder, as well as tankers and some other things. But the 1 Week Wonder is going strong, and we're officially on what, day two, right?
That's correct.
So let's talk a little bit about how this came to be. Now, we know that, was that 2 or 3 years ago that we did the 1 Week Wonder with the...
4 years ago.
Four.
It's like the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, time flies when you're having fun. So why don't we just go right to the beginning, because a lot of people may not even know what it means, how it started, what, you know. So let's talk about that.
Ure. What the 1 Week Wonder is our opportunity to build an aircraft in 7 days during convention. And, you know, the goal, you might be thinking, hey, you know, we're trying to build an aircraft here. And that is a big part of it. But what we really want to do is capture all of the people walking in through the main gate, making sure that they understand that many of our members, you know, build their own aircraft, and that you have an opportunity to do it, and also the advantages of doing it yourself.
Right. So, and of course, the perfect location right here is they come in towards Boeing Square. You've got it right here, and you've got a lot of signage. You've got an RV-12 sitting out front here, and a lot of activity going on. Whose idea was it to bring this back?
Oh, it's definitely something that I wanted to bring back. You know, once you get over the initial shock of getting the one done 4 years ago, I knew I wanted to bring it back. It was just a question of when. It's a tremendous undertaking by Vans Aircraft, by EAA. You know, we've worked on this for over 6 months, not just the donation of the kit for them, but also the manpower and the planning that goes in to pull it off. Fortunately, when we went out to the industry and said we were going to do it again, we had everybody, you know, everybody we asked was like, absolutely, we want to support it. So we've got Rotax back. We've got Garmin for the avionics. We've got Aircraft Spruce doing the pins for anybody that pulls a rivet on the aircraft. So that part was great, you know. And then, of course, our volunteers, you know, the members love this. We've got several volunteers that did it 4 years ago that are back.
Okay.
As well as a whole bunch of new ones.
So let's talk about how that works. So somebody comes by, they see this 1 Week Wonder going on. And actually, there's a bunch of stations in here. We should just kind of describe it, lay it out. There's what is it, 6 workstations?
Well, we've got really 3 main areas.
Okay.
We've got both wings going together at the same time because, you know, to get this done in really 6.5 days.
Right.
But to get it done during the 7 days like we planned, we really need to have everything kind of starting simultaneously. A builder at home has the luxury of starting with a wing and seeing it all the way through, but we have to start with all of that at the same time. So the 3 main work areas are the 2 wings, and right now we're doing the fuselage, the forward part of it, and then hopefully this afternoon you're going to see it come together with kind of the aft part of the fuselage fairly quickly because there's a lot of prep work on the forward fuselage to get that done.
So let's get right into the nitty-gritty. Exactly how is this organized? So you have a lot of structure here, obviously, or nothing would get done if,
right,
you know, if it's not organized. So how, obviously, some of these volunteers, or a lot of them, are in charge of certain areas.
Absolutely.
Is that how then, and then
yeah,
it's just...
Yeah, when you come by the, if you come by the tent and take a look, or if you look at the webcam, you'll notice there's some people in Navy shirts, and those are the team leaders. Everybody in the royal blue shirts are the volunteers that are helping. The team leaders, you don't have the luxury of spending a lot of time looking at the plans like you would at home. You know, normally at home, you'd study the plans, you'd think about it, then when you had time to work on a part, you'd work on it. We don't have that luxury. We've got to keep moving. We got to be building nonstop. So we can't stop for 20 minutes and look at something and wonder, gee, I wonder how we're going to get this done.
Well, luckily, I think you probably have a lot of van support here, don't you?
Yeah,
you've got
yeah,
experts from the factory that are addressing issues the team leaders might
yeah,
have, right?
Yeah, the team leaders ideally are doing minimal amount of help. we really want them just directing traffic and keeping the rest of the volunteers on their team on task and make sure that the quality doesn't suffer along the way.
So the structure would be you've got team leaders that are being supported by vans directly, and below the team leaders you've got the volunteers that are coming in and volunteering for. Is it one shift? Is it two shifts? Is it how many do they want?
No, unfortunately, we with a project like this, so many people want to participate, but you have to have some continuity. So some of them are coming back for 2-3 days. We try to get as many people as we could, at least one shift. One 4-hour shift. We've kind of break the day into 8 to 12, and then we take a little bit of break for lunch, and then 1 to 5.
Okay.
And if all goes well, that's as long as we'll work every day. But if we fall behind, we'll go into the evening.
So Charlie, you have checkpoints along the way. You have goals for each day that you need to meet.
Absolutely,
for this thing to become an airplane by Saturday.
Yeah, well, Sunday.
Sunday.
Don't shave one more day. Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take a day away from you. Come on, folks, let's go.
Right. I'd love to see it finished by Saturday evening, but boy, that'd be tough to shave it.
Sunday
half a day.
Is still an air venture day. Yeah. So that's great.
But yeah, we have checkpoints. We kind of have milestones. Although even then, this is a very unique project because you really don't ever do it in this kind of a compressed format. So it is hard to predict, like, oh, we need to be exactly here by Tuesday night, but we have a general window that we're comfortable. Like, are we a little behind, a little ahead? But if we get much behind, then we got to go into action.
Well, and of course, you learned a lot from doing the Zen Air 4 years ago.
We did. We learned a lot, but I'll tell you, you asked about it, it's every 4 years, and I made the joke about the Olympics, but in a lot of ways, it's like an Olympics in the fact that each one is different, and, it's got its own challenges, and, I mean, frankly, we've got all new people, really. I mean, no one on Vans participated in this last time, so this is all new for them. I've had the good fortune of doing the last one, so I had some idea of how the flow is going to go. But it's challenging either way.
Yeah, sure. So I don't want to ask anything negative because there are no negatives, right? So positive things is what are you seeing happening here that looks really great?
Well, what I'm seeing happening here that I love is the volunteer spirit of our EA members that are coming together to make this happen. What I love to see is when you look out front, there's always people lining the building area. And actually, I've been not just asked once, but many, 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 many times, when's the first part going to come out for everybody to pull their rivet on the aircraft?
Oh, okay.
And I'm hoping this afternoon we're going to get some out.
Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Sure. So one of the reasons we pick a design like the RV-12 is we want to show off the modern technology of the kits, the matched hole CNC parts that literally go together with almost minimal to no drilling. It's really opened up home building to so many more people. So one of the ways we do that and get that message across is by letting anyone who comes by, we teach them how to pull a practice pull rivet. It's a very simple process. Pretty much if you can hold something, what I call square to the work surface, aligned with the work surface, pull a trigger, you can pull a rivet.
So you'd be using like a non-aviation
rivet? We use just a pneumatic squeezer that you can pick up at a lot of hardware stores. And it does an excellent job. I mean, you can do them by hand, but, when there's 12,000 rivets, you don't want to do 12,000 by hand. But we show them how to do that. And once they've shown that they understand the concept, which really doesn't take more than a few minutes, we give them a pin. And then as soon as we get some parts done, they'll be able to come over, pull a rivet on the actual aircraft, sign their name. We're going to take their photo while they do it. And everybody who gives us their name for the photo that we can share with them, we'll take that name and we'll put it on the ultimate paint scheme. Now, it's going to be small, but their name will be on the aircraft.
That's very cool. So I've always wondered this myself. What happens to this airplane once it leaves AirVenture?
Well, what's the plan is we want to have the airworthiness certificate and and taxi it Sunday afternoon. Now, with an amateur-built aircraft, you need to test fly it for 40 hours. And you cannot do that over a densely populated area. Well, for 1 week out of the year, Oshkosh Airport is densely populated.
It was one of the most densely populated places in the world.
What we're going to do is we're going to let everybody get out of here on Monday. And then if weather and everything else looks good, we would do a first flight on Tuesday. We'll do the rest of the flight testing over about a 30-day period. And then we're going to tour the aircraft to EA chapters around the country.
Oh, okay, very cool.
We'll be down at Sun and Fun for sure. It'll be back here for sure next year flying. So it'll get some good exposure and share it with our EA chapters out in the field.
That's great. Now, who would do that? Would that be somebody from Vans, like one
no.
of the test pilots? Or
no, it's an EA aircraft at the end of the week. Well, actually, we own it today, and it'll be our staff members that okay. are involved in chapters.
Okay, cool.
I do want to mention, you know, if anybody's listening from home, you know, you can tune into the webcams at airventure.org/webcams with an S, and we have one dedicated to the one-week wonder, and it's going round the clock now. So I tune in the morning just to make sure nobody breaks in. You know?
that's pretty cool. Well, and of course, the modern-day streaming is great for everybody, for us,
yeah.
for video. And for this project, of course, people would love to follow along. We're going to take a break, but you've got some great plans for us for the rest of the hour. We're going to talk to some volunteers. We're going to talk to the sponsors, Vans and Garmin Rotax, and we're going to take a tour of the stations. We're going to do that. We're going to do that in just a couple minutes. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly at the 1 Week Wonder. It's a beautiful Tuesday. Come on by the 1 Week Wonder if you want to check it out. It's at Four Corners. You're listening to EAA Radio.